Thank you. So anyone who is expecting to hear anything about technology coming from me, you'll have to wait for Doug and Lane's presentation. I'm really going to focus on more of the administrative side and what administration thought of the BioSense and NEDS project and what we did and how we approached it and some of the issues and the concerns that we had. And Lane asked me if we could have a show of hands of anyone in the room who did not work on the project. Great, thank you. That was my attempt at being funny, but I'll try not to play Jay Leno or David Letterman, any of those people. And even though I am part of information management, I don't know anything about technology, so you don't want me touching your information systems. But what I do want to do is give you all an idea, a little bit of background about Christus, about our internal information infrastructure, and what our experience with BioSense and NEDS was all about. And as you might tell from our name, Christus, yes, we have a faith-based religious leaning towards us. We are a Catholic healthcare system. And our roots go back to 1866 in Texas, when the bishop in San Antonio called back to France to send over some sisters that could help him take care of the healthcare needs of the people in Texas at that point in time. And the sisters opened the first Catholic hospital in Galveston in 1887. So we like to think we've at least had some presence, and I'm going the wrong way, which is not unusual. Yeah. There we go. But what I wanted to do was just kind of focus on one part of our vision and kind of the mission and what Catholic healthcare is all about. Not because I want to proselytize, I'm not Catholic myself, but it was a very educational experience for me going to work for a Catholic healthcare system where the focus is really on the community. It's not just about the hospital, it's not just about filling our beds. We're really concerned about improving the care of everyone that lives in the community where we provide services. And Catholic healthcare in general provides, forget the mouse, it doesn't know which way it's going. We're in a lot of communities. This is a map that shows all of our geographic areas. We operate hospitals in 6 states and Mexico, and very soon we're going to have a hospital in Peru, in South America. So we have a pretty big expanse of geography that we cover. We comprise about 40 hospitals. We operate in 6 states. We have about 27,000 employees. We have about 8,000 staffed beds. And if you total up all the physicians that are on the roster of our medical staff, it's just about 9,000 physicians. And out of that number, 8,900 are in private practice. We have a small group that we have employed, the Christus Medical Group, but apart from those roughly 100 physicians, everyone is in private practice. So we have no control over them. We can't tell them what to use for an electronic medical record or whether or not they should use one, but we'd like to think we can influence what it is that they do. As a hospital, as a health system, part of the challenge that we have is to be able to interact with anyone on their lifetime continuum, anywhere where they are in their life. If they need health care, hopefully we're going to be able to provide that need for them. So whether they're young, whether they're old, regardless of where they may be located, physically, geographically, regardless of how they're paying for their care, whether or not they have insurance, whether or not they don't have health insurance, whether it's Medicare, whether it's Medicaid, whether it's a private insurance carrier, we need to be able to provide care for anyone, anywhere, everywhere that they are. And we've been grappling, frankly, this has been one of our major issues that we've been grappling with as a hospital, as a health system. How do we integrate care? How do we integrate the information to provide appropriate care, accurate care, cost-effective care at the point of care where it's needed? And it's very difficult and it's very complex, and you all know that. And instead of having these separate boxes and silos, this is the direction that we're trying to go to where we've created some logic around wherever anyone might be to be able to connect to them. And if you notice, what connects anyone's need at any point in their life is project and information management. We really see information management, information technology, communication technology as, I kind of call it, the nervous system. That's what's connecting all the different components, all the different pieces, whether it's the physicians, the nurses, the care coordinators, the care managers, the individual, the pharmacy, the CDC, the state of Texas. We all need to be connected together in some way that makes sense. And some of the challenge that we have as a health system, again, is trying to make sense out of our own health information infrastructure. And some of the components that are here, on the top we have our master patient index, which I have to admit we don't have yet, system-wide across our entire health system. And we do know that people move from location to location to obtain care. We'd like to hope, believe, wish that everyone only came to a Christus facility, but we know they don't do that. But even within our own facilities, we do not have a master patient index. So we have multiple records for someone within our own system. How do we find them? How do we tie those all together to create that master patient index? Cloverleaf is our main interface engine that we use internally. So that is a core component of what we're doing to be able to link all of our different systems together. And as many of you probably know, you think that, you know, a hospital has one big information system and it's well connected. That is not the case. We have far too many different systems from too many different vendors, and I'll get into that in a minute. We have to be able to identify the individuals when they come to us, and we have to figure out what are our interoperability solutions. So again, regardless of that location of care, whether it's in the physician office, the outpatient clinic, we're able to provide that information to the clinician who needs it. So a little bit about our infrastructure. Our application environment, we are a Meditech facility. Over the past 3 years, we've been standardizing on Meditech. Christus was formed by two separate Catholic health systems that came together. And one was using one system, one was using another. And about 4 years ago, our CEO realized that trying to provide support for two separate clinical information systems was costing us a lot of money. We could do a better job. So we did our due diligence and selected one vendor, and that's Meditech. So for the past 3+ years, we've been standardizing all of our hospitals on Meditech. We're almost done. All of our non-Meditech hospitals have been converted, Meditech 5.6 client server. We have two hospitals that are older Meditech. We're using Meditech in the past, and we are just in the process of upgrading them to 5.6 as well. And before we turn around, 6.0 is going to be available, and we'll see what happens there. Our business and financials are McKesson, HPF that we use. Our PACS is McKesson. Our lab system is Meditech. It was not always Meditech, but we transferred those over when we were transferring to Meditech. A lot of you probably know Meditech makes a number of different modules, and it's sort of like Microsoft Office. If Meditech makes it, it makes a whole lot of sense to standardize on it, so we've been moving in that direction. But the other important thing I want you to take note of is that we have more than 1,200 different applications in our environment. And we do not have a portfolio management capability right now to manage all of those applications. So as you might imagine, it gets a little bit crazy at time trying to figure out who's using what. Just a shot of our Meditech topology. We've taken our 40 hospitals, we've regionalized them into 8 separate operating units. So we have 8 Meditech rings, and the small letters that you can't see are the different components of the Meditech total system, from a general ledger, which we don't really use, to their, you know, ADT, their core clinical, nursing, physician, CPOE, et cetera, the various different components of that. Our wide area network, this is not our entire network. This is our core network. Our data center is in San Antonio. And out of the San Antonio Center, we manage the entire Christus operations. So this is just our WAN for really San Antonio and Corpus Christi. But if you see coming out of both the top on the right and on the left, we have some major components of our WAN that are heading over to Louisiana and heading north into other parts of Texas and other parts of the Christus system. Over the past 3 years, our server count increased from, it doubled, roughly from 1,250 servers to 2,500. Our storage, our data storage, has grown from roughly 500 terabytes to over 1.5 petabytes. And we currently really have 5 data centers, but we're consolidating them all down into one major data center in San Antonio. And when you think about all this, you're linking everything and technology and being able to interoperate and how do we exchange information, we sometimes lose fact of the fact that even though a lot of this is electronic, it needs to be housed someplace. And there is a real physical environment where all this needs to reside and someplace needs to be able to keep it all. And this part of it is sometimes overlooked. And I think it also indicates the challenge that we have as a health system in terms of keeping the data, legal requirements, what do we do with it, how do we keep it, even all of our emails, because those are all, if someone has an action, whether it's legal or some other action, we have to be able to produce those on demand to federal authorities and others. So these are some other aspects to our entire information infrastructure that we need to be cognizant of and figure out what we're going to do about it. So one of the things that we are doing is we're in the process of building a new data center. It will be open by the end of the year. I'll just quickly take you through it because it's kind of fun to watch the footprint of it grow over time. So this was in May. The shell is built out. We have everything in place. The electrical yard, you never think about things like, gee, how much power do we need for a data center? This is the inside. We're getting ready to build everything out. It's actually beyond that, the electrical room. But those are some of the challenges that we have. And then into this infrastructure, along comes the CDC and says, hey, you know, we got this little program called BioSense, and we think it would be really neat if you were interested in participating with that. And we said, you know, we think that's a really good idea, and we'd like to do that, but we need to understand it. And this was one of the first, not one of the first communications. I've taken some extracts from someone, and Lane's smiling because he's probably the author of this. But some of the actual dialogue that went on once we got things moving, once we started getting the system built out and put into place and testing it. And for those who may not be as technologically proficient like myself, you know, I think I understand what they're talking about, but what exactly are they talking about? And I think this gets down to the fact when people say, you know, God, computers, information systems, they're pretty easy, there's nothing to it. But when you think about having to map all the different elements and having to be able to have your semantic interoperability and have whatever lab system it is talk to another lab system and send the data to where it needs to go, it's amazing how much physical work has to get done in order to make that happen. So we thought it would be a good thing to do to get involved in BioSense and get involved in NEDS, and we're very happy to participate in that. I'll also tell you that it took us a good 2 years. It was really more than 2 years. It's closer to 3 years. And in part, some of the slowdown was on our end. Because when we were first approached, like any other major organization that has limited resources around its information capabilities, and we have a pretty big IT shop. We have almost 500 FTEs within our IT shop within Christus, but we also have at any point in time, I'm just trying to remember because I'm not on our project management. We have a PMO office, but I'm not part of that, thankfully. But at any given point in time, we have at least 130 active projects that we're trying to manage. So in order to even get it into the queue and get the project manager's time schedule where we can get this going, it took almost 6 months to do that. So we were part of the delay on the front end, and I'm not including that on my 2-year time frame here. So when I say, you know, it took us, you know, 2 years in the making to get BioSense from when we first sat down, had our first meeting, the first live meeting, the go-live meeting with our partners, to the actual, yes, we've tested it, we can take it live. That process was 2 years with at least 6 months, I think it was closer to 9 months on the front end, to make it happen. And not just the project manager, but we have to get the variety of resources that we need to make the project happen, because anytime you get a hospital involved, our security team goes nuts whenever we talk about sending information outside of our walls. They just say, it doesn't matter who it is. We don't care if it's the federal government. We're going to put you through the ringer, and we have some of our white hat guys are amazing. We have some really talented people in our security department, and they're going to test everything, number one, just from the physical standpoint of the security, but also from the rules of the road and our business relationships and how are we going to do it, and do you have the right to it? And we don't care if it's the state of Texas. We want to make sure that everything is signed, that the proper authorities have signed off on it. So we had to make sure that all that was done and completed and upfront before we really started the project. So as I said, you know, why were we so interested in this? Two reasons, Texas and Louisiana. And anyone that's listened to the news already today, we have this little hurricane called Gustav, and I live in New Orleans. And today, it's 5 days out before they really know where it's going to go, but New Orleans is right in the middle of that cone of uncertainty, and it's kind of like deja vu all over again. You know, 2 days from now is the third anniversary of Katrina, so 5 days from now, who knows what we might have. So those are two very important reasons why we were interested. We also, right after 9/11, participated in some situational awareness with the city of Houston. So we're very much, and again, getting back to our perspective from a faith-based health system, it's about building the community and making things happen in the community. So we were very happy to do that. So again, here I just circled that was our initial date for our first meeting. The go-live meeting was June 15th, 2006, more than 2 years ago. Our partners were all great, from the Constella Group, which was now SRA, and SAIC, and the CDC, and the state of Texas, and we couldn't have done it without everybody. We had to fill out 360 pages of detailed information that looked like this, and I think it took us 6 months to complete the documents, because we had about 20 different people that had to get the information. And I think the one, you know, overriding difference, if I was going to sum it up from a perspective standpoint, is that as a health system, we need a whole lot of information about one individual. We want to have a unified view of information about one individual, and how do we combine all that data? And you know, the BioSense and NEDS, they're looking at a very narrow amount of information about everybody, or at least that capability to be able to obtain that, a very narrow amount of information about everybody. And that was a different way of thinking for us. We had to adjust to that and make sure we had the capability of making that happen. Good documentation is critical to the process, and our true project manager, Lane, who you're going to hear from in a few minutes, drove that. They did a great job with all that. Our own internal project manager at Christus, I think, did a very good job also. We had a lot of challenges. Meditech created its own challenges. Our resource issues, which I talked about, being able to test the messages and the data, and everyone persevered till the project was completed, and we can plan on continuing the collaboration and continuing to move it forward. And just my closing soapbox, you know, Peter Drucker once said, hospitals, healthcare, they're the most complex organizations to manage. More importantly, I'm still in school, 30 years, and I'm still in school, still a student, and I've been doing a lot of reading lately. I think my involvement in this project got me thinking more about public health. And as a person who spent their career on the hospital side, you know, public health has always been external to what we do in the hospital. And this project has made me realize that for the sake of our communities, for the sake of what we need to do, forget about 9/11. Yes, it's raised our awareness, you know, syndromic surveillance and everything else. We really need to bridge the gap between what the hospitals have done historically, what public health is doing, and work together. The federal government has stepped in the past from the hospital perspective. We had Hill-Burton in the 40s, in the 70s under cost containment. We had the certificate of need process that came into place. We've had the never events now from the hospital side that CMS is not going to pay for in the future, those hospital-acquired infections and things like that. But the point is, we need to bridge the gap between what we do in the hospitals, what public health does, what the CDC does, what our states are doing, and work as one for the benefit of our communities. So with that, I thank you all for the opportunity of letting me speak today. I've reached the end of my presentation, and